Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo. Welcome to the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Soapbox Scooter, again in the AM doing my thing, man. It's a beautiful day in the Northwest, and you can always tell when it's going to be like a real bomb day because out here they have like great scenery, first off. Let me tell you, Northwest got crazy scenery. But when you wake up and you can see the mountain in the AM, Mount Rainier, then you know the day's going to be smashing. Like, you know what I mean? If you wake up and it's cloudy, that means the clouds got to burn off. If you don't see the mountain, the clouds got to burn off. But if you see the mountain, that means that day's already. If you wake up 8 in the morning, 6 in the morning, you seeing that joint, then you know, hey, look, it's going to be a day. And it's going to be one of those beautiful days. A lot going on out there in the Northwest and around the world. But, of course, I got to highlight where I'm at. It is the Hemp Fest weekend. Up in Seattle, which is actually a protestable. I had the actual opportunity of interviewing and meeting Vivian McPeak. He is the founder and director of the Hemp Fest. Coolest cat ever, man. One of the best interviews I ever did. I mean, it's up there with my interview with Russell Simmons, real talk. And like, he just was a real personal cat, man. Like we got to talk and everything, and I was just blown away. Anyway, that's going on. Largest protestival of about hemp and legalizing weed and everything. So if you get out there in the Northwest, go check that joint out. It's going to be like 88, 90 today, which for us is record-breaking. Let me tell y'all one thing I love about the Northwest is that it's never too cold and it's never too hot. I mean, people say, don't it rain a lot? I'm like, it kind of drizzles, really. Not really, like, you know, rains a lot. You know, remember when people was doing that thing on Facebook, I'm so this, that I'll blah, blah, blah. I remember I did my thing. I said, I'm so Washington, I'm so Tacoma that I don't own an umbrella. Because once you get here, if you live here long enough, you don't own an umbrella. Because it doesn't really rain. It's just misty kind of all the time, if that makes sense. Anyway, like I said, that's going on. Next week, there will not be a show next week. Let me make sure I speak on this because I am hosting the Hilltop Street Fair, which will be going on also that weekend. So check us out next week, the Hilltop Street Fair on MLK at People's Park. I'll be there all day hosting the stage, man. I got a couple acts that's going to get on. My man KC going to come in, do a couple bars. Peace and Red Velvet going to get on. And my man Priest is dope. So, like, all of these cats, we're going to be smashing. From about 4 to 6, they'll be on, but I'll be hosting all day. So definitely come out, check us out. Again, it's next week, and I'll say it again, it's next week, it's next Saturday. And it's going to be a little fly time, man. So come check that out. Make sure, you know, you holler at us, okay? A lot of things going on in the world, as I said. So I was looking up on the Olympics, right? So I've been, you know, checking out the Olympics. I don't watch it, but I still want to know where we stand in the gold medal runnings, you know. And they just talk about how Usain Bolt has done it again. Like, he's just smashing the game right now. He got what they calling it. Let me see. What does it say? He's got a triple-triple. You know, Usain Bolt completes the triple-triple. He's the greatest sprinter of all times, you know, and they're giving it to him. So he killed it. He won the 100-meter, the 200-meter, and the 400 relay. I mean, he just came in and smashed the game, dude. Like, I mean, but, you know, I remember when Carl Lewis used to get down. Let me big up my town real quick. Jersey, stand up. You know what I mean? I remember when Carl Lewis was in there, and Carl Lewis used to bang them joints, too. I mean, I'm saying Usain Bolt is clearly mad faster than what's his name? But well, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, it's kind of like one of those Ali things. If you could put Ali and Tyson together, who would win? You know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things, you know. So, you know, I mean, but he was dope. He was good. He was who he was. And Usain Bolt right now is just smashing the game, and he's killing it. The one little joint, the first black woman to win a swimming event ever in the Olympics. Is it not? Is it me? Is it crazy that we're still saying first black blah blah blah? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand that. Like, it's amazing to me in the 21st century we can still say the first black blah blah blah. You know what I mean? And that, I don't know, man. That just it's not that it's weird. It just bugs me that we still can say that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's happening out there, man. Movies I told y'all last week, I've seen Suicide Squad. It was corny. It was whack, man. You know, DC, another epic. It was better than Batman vs. Superman, but it was just dry, man. It could have had a better story. They could have spiced it up more. The humor was corny, you know. The bad part about it was the character placement was dope. The Harley Quinn chick, everybody that played their part. I mean, even Will Smith tried to breathe some light into Deadshot. But, again, I don't like seeing characters that are white in comic books being played by somebody black. Unless it's a permanent change. You dig what I'm saying? So that's corny. Like Nick Fury. A lot of people don't know that when they created Nick Fury, they wanted Nick Fury to be a black dude. But they was like the world couldn't see him at that time in the 60s, you know, a black man running this organization. So they made him white. And it came out. So when they went to make the movie, they decided to make the switch. But all throughout the comic book world, Nick Fury has become black. They finally made a permanent switch. All the white Nick Fury still exists. You just don't hear much about them no more. They kind of just downplay them and pass them off to the side, you know. But again, you know, if you're going to make a permanent switch, I'm cool with it. If you're not, then stop playing around. You know what I mean? That's kind of corny to me, man. Anyway, so the meat and potatoes of today's show, we are talking social media and its effect on us. Which I guess in a sense I kind of just ran that off because I'm running off of my phone. And it's funny that I'm using, you know, a social site, type, you know, social media in a sense to talk to you about it, you know. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get it popping. I got, of course, some dope songs lined up. Just nothing that reminds me of social media, but because, you know, you can put music out there that way now, I think I'll put y'all on some of my favorite joints. And I got my girl, Mrs. Co-host herself, Lala in the building. What's up, Lala?
What up? It's cracking over here on the east side with these temps. We just got in from the park.
Y'all just went out to the park?
Everybody's at the park right now. They're doing soccer. They're doing yoga. They're walking their dogs, getting it in.
Yeah, I think I'm after the show, I think I'm going to go out and enjoy the sun too, man. I'm going to do a spa day. I think I'm going to go get manied and pettied up, and I'm going to take ready to get manied and pettied. For those that don't know, I have a young 8-month pit bull pup, man. This is my dude, my ride along. So, you know, we do a lot of things together today. I think I'll be going to go do a spoiled day. I'm going to take him over to Petco, let him get dipped and clipped and snipped, and I'm going to go get my stuff fresh, and then we're going to get out into this beautiful weather and see what's really going on because it's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're close to 100 today.
Oh, word? 100? I thought it was, I'm saying 88 and 90. I thought it was going to be close to 100. Oh, yeah, it's going to blaze.
Last time I looked, it was going to be hotter today than it was yesterday. But
I do know that. I do know today it's supposed to be hotter than yesterday. 85,
it's all the same, really.
Right, true. True indeed. Because Washington, when it get hot, it get hot. You know, that's the thing. Like, people don't understand that 85 degrees in Washington is hot, y'all. Let me tell you, it's hot. Like, you be like, man, people be complaining. I try not to say much. I ain't going to front. I try not to say nothing because we don't really have, people don't understand the Northwest. We don't really have super hot these days like this. You know, we kind of, our weather's always kind of mellow. You know what I mean? We got that real mellow type weather. I mean, I love that. I love the fact that it don't really snow up here. You know what I mean?
But, just like the music.
Right. You know, so I feel like, you know, I love the weather up here. So when it's like this, yeah, it's time. You got to get out of it. You got to get out and enjoy it. So we're going to definitely go out there and do it. You got any plans after the show? You going to do anything after the show?
Oh, I think I got an artist meeting with the label. I'm trying to get some more time. I'm trying to stay out of the extreme heat. I like to get it in early or then wait till it cools down.
Are you going to shoot over to him fast?
Oh, no. No.
You're there.
I got my own stuff going on wherever I go.
Yeah. But you know what? It's gonna be some action stuff up there though. You might want to go over there and, you know, check some stuff out. I know today is more like
y'all, everyone listening stuff. Might want to go over there. Me, I had the brace on my knee. We did our drills at the park. I got one more drill tonight. I can't be doing all that.
Oh man. Lala out
too
there.
Much.
Getting physical. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, the meat and potatoes of today's show, social media and its effect on us. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I guess for me, it's funny because I was actually watching Steve Harvey had a thing on social media, and he was talking to these girls. It was these two girls. He had a little show that, well, of course, he has his own show, but they put the clips on Facebook. So I got this little clip on Facebook where Steve Harvey is talking to these two females that have all these sexy pictures on Facebook. So he's like, he did a little study group, a little side group, had some pictures of girls and brought these dudes in. It was like, tell me what you think of these women. So they just start going in, talking. So then he comes back to the girls like, look, you know me. You know, she's like, well, I know I get comments, and I know guys, but I didn't think guys look at me and think I'm a hoe, and da 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 da. He was like, but come on, this is how they judge you. She's like, well, I mean, if a dude meet me, though, and he finds out I'm cool, then he'll probably be my boyfriend. And Steve Harvey gave us some real game. He was like, look, check this out. He said, if I come in only wanting to smash, at the end of the day, my thought is still only wanting to smash. You might be cool. You know what I'm saying? I might end up liking you. But before all of that, my thought is to smash. You know what I'm saying? So he was saying, like, you know, you present yourself a little different, cats will approach you different, you know? And that's what he was trying to get them to understand. He was talking about their social media sites and how they, you know, all the pictures was them half naked and all that. And honestly, now that part of me, that's the part I think is bad with social media. That and the whole people recording fights and stuff. You know what I mean? Like the little kids fighting in the street. That's really
bad.
Cool.
But what's bad is the people doing it. And so we have a problem with women who think I need to put myself out there to get the attention. And then if he spends time with me and maybe he'll think I'm cool, then he might be my boyfriend. You hear how many maybe mites and I don't knows are going on with just putting their whole self out there. And women need to learn because maybe their moms and their grandmas didn't tell them or, you know, they just out there. But you present yourself like a package in layers. And you should think you're cool first.
Yeah. You,
I mean, that's
right.
Just me, you know.
You're right.
Then we go in
you're
layers,
right.
You know.
You know. Too many women just.
Because then he'll always
right
think you're cool.
Like, yeah.
Whatever he's thinking first, that's what he's thinking first.
Right. True indeed, man. Look, from the queen herself. You heard it here, voiced. Yes, I said voiced. You know, but
I'm here for you, ladies.
How do you feel on the social media tip? Do you think, like, you think it's a more negative thing now? Is it more positive? I mean, here's the thing that people are yelling.
Oh, big sigh.
Violence and, you know, you put making the cops look bad through it. But at the same time, like, on that side note, it's kind of, like, this stuff has been happening, and now it's being recorded and being seen. It's been happening. You dig? That's what people don't say. It's been happening. But now that you got phones with cameras, you can catch it all the time. Like,
well, I feel like this. I need to watch. I need to be aware. But I can't infiltrate my mind with all that shit everybody's putting up. So, you know, I try and be aware of it. I check some of them out because some of them is going to represent a lot of them. I don't need to watch all that. I try and be real careful about what goes in.
Right. I think
that's,
you know, I think it's pluses and it's minuses to it. I mean, it's definitely, you know, the plus side. I live here, my family's all back east. You know what I mean? So I get to talk to my cousins all the time. I get to keep up with my nieces and nephews all the time. Like, you know, we hit each other up on Facebook, but we also do talk by phone. You know, more by text. You know what I'm saying? But through social media, I get to see what they're doing. You can kind of almost live vicariously through somebody else's life a little bit. You know what I mean? I see my cousin over here doing this. You know, I seen my daughter. She was
skydiving.
Like, right. But at the same time, you stay bonded with those at a distance, but it sets you apart from those that you're close to in your area because most people spend so much time on social media that they don't get out. And when they get out, they all in their phones doing social media. To me, that's corny.
Yeah, I leave my phone in the car when I go with the dog in the park. I've always loved nature. Like, that's time for me doing drills and stuff. I don't need my phone.
You said drills. What is the drills? Break down the drills to me.
My physical therapy, it's just physical therapy things I'm supposed to be doing right now because back in last October, it was triple trauma, and I got some core muscles that they're still not staying on like they're supposed to. I'm fatiguing out. So they're upping, you know, what I got to do. Like when we're calling their eye drills and this and that with my neck and walking my posture a certain way and using my core and then dealing
with
the
You'll be
looking
crazy in the park,
You'll
be looking crazy in the park, do you? Like walking
No,
around, like,
I look like I got really good posture
wow,
in the park because
wow,
I'm focused.
Wow, wow. I was making sure you ain't out there walking around just like, how, wow, brown cow, you know.
No, I don't have
crazy
speech problems. This was my neck and my back.
I just picture you doing some weird stuff out of the park, man. Anyway,
a drill
like
is
said,
anything that you're doing in repetition.
I got
so.
I got you. Okay, I got it. But again, this is the Scoop on BlogTalkRadio.com. I am your host, So Boss Scooter. She is the flying co-host, Ms. Lala. We are talking social media and Lala's drill workout. But we're talking about social media, how it affects us and what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? And how I think we live too much in it nowadays. You know what I hate? I'm going to tell you what I hate when it comes to social media. People that read your Facebook stuff and take it personal. Like they get on there and they be so personal about it. Like they get offended.
They get combative.
Y'all heard me speak about this before. Yeah. I mean y'all done heard me speak about this before, but I'm just saying like cats get on there and they be in their feelings.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what? Like what part of the game is that? You know what I mean? So I'm just we sharing our opinion about social media. Yo, if you want to share yours, feel free to call in 607-203-5357. I'm gonna wake everybody up with this. Here's a fact for you. So today, like I said, I didn't put any music on that was actually like to represent social media, but I did put some of my favorite tracks on because I felt like, you know, social media, one thing you can do is share who you are. So this is me sharing with y'all who I am. Now, before there was Eminem, there was this dude. This is MC Search in a group called Third Base, man. Y'all got to check. I'm telling you, he was the first ill white MC. If you don't know, now you know, for real. I'm telling you, he's
down. Peace, how you living, man?
No,
he ain't going
down.
DJ, my brother.
What's up?
It's the other man.
In the intro, cue up the searchlight, palm it to the center stage.
I grab the first mic,
projecting the voice with this mic and I'm cuffing. You ain't my knuckle, sucker, I'm snuffing. The word of the third stands true, so no panicking.
Man versus man,
you freeze up like a mannequin. Petrol, you let go the wax for the new jacks. The dweller point is stepping on the trigger as a goon smash.
Square in the butt.
Pete gave me the cue, so I'ma put up a shut up until my jam is through. But for now, I wanna freak him. Solid bar, sparking mission 5 feet away past dog.
Don't pause, there's no standing.
Or I'll play the 5-0. You don't stop moving until the search says so to keep the tribe moving. Shooting out the play 'em, 3 the hard way and keep you stepping to the AM.
Line 3 behind me, the 3, the hard way to jackpot.
Awaken Satan's trying to take cheap shots.
We groove crowds, the 3 stand proud. The brothers ran away, sit down and say,
how'd you do this?
Ludicrous rhythm of rhyme. Anticipated like a bottle of Hyde. Catch up.
No catch up.
Cause you fell behind. I'm stepping to the AM. Dicking down, trying Pete Knight skims over lyric. I pick him. Strong and long and wrong, I stick him.
He's the law with the sword.
With my cable swing.
Like the pit of the pendulum.
Pete Knight. Legitimate.
And you despise,
envy this MC's magnitude,
so realize,
the MC,
the DJ, DJ'd him.
Until the next time, I keep you stepping to the AM.
What time is it?
strength of my vocab.
Put you under, you're a gunner.
You're thinking that you had
lyrics to the AM, but the house needs a swinger. Your sister's a stutter, but I'm a singer.
My rhyme's so potent, I wrote a minute's evidence.
You're just a stunt, seeking a settlement, the lyrical line.
The article original.
I flick like a convict, I ain't no criminal. Scheming on a cable or slobbing a knob. You play me like a foul ball.
How you living, Hobbs?
Now grooving to the AM, the master spoon feeding out a jumper. You're bumping a freak while I'm G'ing. Peter, let the record spin.
Start to get a second win.
Motivate the crowd to a step into the AM.
Social media, and here's a question. This is something that kind of crossed my mind, and I'm thinking, like, and it amazes me. This is what I'm gonna tell you what amazes me. So, the cast that's over there, like, you know, Iran and Iraq and all that, like, them dudes be out in the mountains, they be out in like in some little tent somewhere. It's crazy how they have no TV, no nothing, but you know what they got? They have a camera and the internet. I don't, like, where are they patching into? Where are they patching into that they have this lock on social media? And why is it not easy to track them if this is the case? Like, what do they got?
You know what I've seen? I've seen a picture in Africa of a battery, like a big truck battery, hooked up to a satellite dish, and they're bringing it, and then a TV monitor. So, I mean, there's people all over the place getting it. Yeah.
I'm just like when a cat puts a video on the internet and they beheading a cat or something like that, I don't get why we just can't track that signal. Bang, boom, these cats. I mean, it's just,
right.
Is it me?
Probably because it's
is
us.
It me?
I don't know.
I'm confused with that. I'm thinking like, you know, that sounds so simple, but maybe again, you know. But these guys have access to social media. It's everywhere. And I got to say, like, again, there's a good side to it. There's a bad side to it. I think people that are really living in their life on social media, you know, them people, y'all corny. You know what I mean? Like, that's like you like the cat lady type person. You know what I mean? Like, I don't live on it. I talk about the show. Yeah, I do little videos. I do like my Riddick Chronicles because I'm just chronicologing. Is that the right way? Did I say it right? Anyway, I'm just keeping up, you know, showing tracking Riddick's lifespan, watching him grow and do stuff, you know, training videos and stuff. I'll be trying to, you know, do
whatever. Those are chronicles, though.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I do these little videos, but I'm not living on social media is what I'm saying. I'm not on there all the time getting mad at posts and no, you didn't. I can't believe you said that. Now, a lot of that is corny to me. People be on that joint like really living. You know what I'm saying? Really living their life through social media and what is being said or not said. Or how come? Like, you ever see, what's the movie? The National Lampoon's Vacation. the newest one that had came out, which is hilarious, by the way, right? So there, it's Christina Applegate, and I forgot who the dude is, right? That's her husband, but he's a funny dude. I think he's the dude from The Hangover, the one that lost his tooth. And they so they're going on a little trip, but when they're hanging out at their friend's house, she's like talking to one of her friend, and the girl's like, "Hey girl, you know, we went on this trip and you know, we went this and we did that." And she said, "Oh yeah, I know, I saw your pictures on Facebook." And she said, "But you didn't like any of them now." And she was like, "Well, okay." And she said, "And then we went and did this." And again, she said, "Yeah, yeah, I saw your pictures on Facebook. Yeah, I saw that." She said, "But you didn't like any of them, though. You didn't like, you know, you really didn't." And she starts swiping through her phone. "You didn't like this one. You didn't like that one." And she's like, "Well, when I get home, I'm going to get right on it and start liking them." She's like, "Well, you can't do it now." And I was like, "Yo, this is really how people are. People really want, like my stuff. Like me. Like, And they get upset when you don't. Like, them people, y'all need to take a chill pill. Y'all need to really just fall back, relax, and understand that, you know, life is not happening on the internet. You know, I think it's a great...
And call your local Sound Mental and make an appointment and get in there and talk to somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Because right now, not for that. You know what I mean?
Not real. None of it's real.
You know, people be on there, man. They be living. You know what's crazy to me? Here's what's crazy about me and the whole social media joint. People, like on Facebook, are jacking profiles. Like,
oh, that's
I know,
so crazy.
I know three people that this has happened to, where they just, some chick just snagged another chick. I know three females and I think one dude, or is it two dudes and two females? Something like that. Right. But
everybody.
My nephew. The first person was my nephew, and he was like, "Yo, this dude was like had these pictures of my nephew talking about me just chilling, something." And he was like, "I was on the school bus with this picture." And this dude is saying he's somewhere else, like he's like really just. Like, I can't, how you going to plagiarize somebody's whole life? You know what I mean? I don't get that. I don't know how that works. And people are doing it big time in the social media world. You know, I've seen a female, and she's fronting like, "Yo, this is me. Look at me." Like, that you are sad. Let me say that to those. And maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it. If that is you, if you are plagiarizing your life on Facebook through somebody with stealing somebody else's joint, you taking their whole lifestyle fun, you know what? Kill yourself. I'm telling you straight up. Kill yourself. You
go Google your local Sound Mental and go get an appointment and go talk to somebody.
You are a lonely soul. If you got to be like, "Yo, this is me." I'm sorry.
Right.
You take me as I am. You dig? Real talk. You take me as I am. I don't give a damn. I'm not going on here and trying to lift somebody else's profile. Like, you know, if you are that upset with yourself and how you look in life, then you need to straight kill yourself. I'm just saying.
Scooter, can I speak on the other end of that? The other end of that, that's a real lowly, no self-esteem. On the other end of that, we got some folks out here, I see they got some real extra high self-esteem. And they discovered this broadcast live Facebook, and I think it's cool, and it could be utilized for all kinds of fun and stuff. But for those of you that, like, you want us to see every regular, normal thing everybody else does that you do, I'm going to work, I'm at work, this is my breakfast, stuff I could do without.
Yeah.
I really limit my TV watching, even with NBC, CBS, I limit that. So if I'm scrolling, you know, that's not the kind of broadcast I want. And especially
hold
when
on,
you don't have
on,
a bunch
now.
Of
got,
likes,
we,
nobody
we got
cares.
We got a caller calling in. We got a caller calling in. We get them in here and let them chime in and say she was good.
Yeah.
What's good? What's your thoughts on me?
What's happening?
What's going on, man? What you got to say about this social media thing?
Well, ultimately, by the way, my name is Shay Black. I'm the CEO of the label. And I just want to let everybody know that ultimately, to make it really, really clear that there's a responsibility that we all have when it comes to what we put out there, when it comes to social media. A lot of the times, man, a lot of the stuff that I see people just putting up stuff because somebody else did it, and they're not really following their own state of mind or the way that they, you know, or putting up things that they truly believe in. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, when we look at like a lot of celebrities also on top of that, you know, we don't see a lot of them doing a lot of responsible things when it comes to social media either. You know what I'm saying? We should be out trying to teach each other, trying to learn better, trying to be better people. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to tear each other down, or, you know what I'm saying? And all the other BS that you see on there. So, you know, that's just where I'm at with it, man. You know,
I 100% agree, man. Yo, I appreciate that, brother, for real. Cause you know what? That is the craziest thing to me, that you can get on there and people attack you. Like, they come at you, and then again, like you said, we have to be responsible about what we put out. Like, for me, I'm going to tell you, on my joint, on my Facebook, even on my webpage, I don't post no fights. Those little fights, kids fighting each other and all that, I don't post none of that. I don't post no fights on my joint. I don't care if I see them or not.
I'm not sharing
World
Star.
You know, I can't do
not
it.
Not sharing World Star.
I'm not a World Star dude. I'm not going on World Star. I'm not posting World Star videos. You know, I don't want to put. I don't post no videos of the fat chick jiggling her belly and all that. Like, I seen that. I don't do it. You know what I mean? That's just like, to me, like you're saying, you got a responsibility. You know, I like to post fun stuff. I like to post, like I said, you know, I'm not living on there. You know what I mean? For me, it's business. When I post, you know, scooter stuff, it's for the whole, you know, Soapbox Scooter Company. You know what I mean? That's like, that's what it's for. I'm trying to get people to, you know, drive.
Right,
I'm
like
trying to use it as a driving force, right? And I think people get lost in that, man. They get, you know, they get lost. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know if y'all see it. I posted a picture right on my Facebook. This was funny. This was social media funny to me. So there's this woman and she's got this hat on and she's like, August 1st. You know, she's checking her weight. And then the next picture, she has the same shirt on, and she takes it off, and it's like, August 28th. And they said, yo, it took this chick 27 days to take off her hat. She didn't
lose her hat.
She didn't lose no weight. And I said, now, stuff like, I mean, that is funny to me. I will share that, because I love that. That's comedy to me, and I got to share that. I'll share that. But again, we have to
be responsible. I mean, you know, there's, you know, levity's. You know, levity is good. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, like, you know, in the world we live in right now, you know, we're dealing with a lot of political and crazy injustices, especially, you know, in the African-American community. And, you know, so we do need a little bit of levity just to kind of keep our heads above it. I mean, you know, we as people, you know, we've used comedy as, you know, as a way to keep ourselves above a lot of the stuff we do, as we do with music. But, you know, like I said today, as a understanding of what we're talking about, like today, I happen to be going through my feed, and somebody tagged me in a group that's called, well, I'm not going to say what the group is called because I'm not going to give y'all no love, but I'm going to say that the group was basically representing the beauty of black women, okay?
Right.
So when I clicked on it to see what it was, it's nothing but twerk videos. Twerk videos, twerk videos, twerk videos, twerk videos. It's like 2,000 twerk videos, just back to back to back to back to back to back to back. It disgusted me. Because to me, there's so much more power in what you are as a black woman. And all you sisters out there listening to this, and all you brothers out there listening to this, pay really close attention to that stuff. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing is showing that that's what you're worth. You're
true
worth
indeed.
A lot more than
true
that.
True indeed.
And you
well
have
said,
to represent what we really are as kings and queens in this world, man. We got to start changing the way we got things going on in the direction that we're going,
we have
man.
To. My man.
And I'm sorry. I know this isn't where we're at.
No,
this is
no,
the topic
no,
of the station,
no. Bring it down. You're right.
But it's something
though.
I'm really passionate
yeah, man,
about, you know? I'm
this is what we need to be doing. You know, we need to be doing this. We need to be politicking and putting it out there. So, for by all means, brother, my stage is your stage, brother. Get on. Pick up the mic. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you, like, I got a partner, right? My man, Threat Brown, runs an organization, YBMW, Young Businessmen and Women, that he does out here in Tacoma. And he's got a movement that he's doing. It's CMCC, I think it is. Or Change the Media, Change Culture. You know? And that's so real because what we put out there, you know, first of all, let me say this, and I hate saying it this way, but I mean, this is how I do it. I keep it funky. We as black people are looking ignorant. You are looking like ignorant. Let me say this so it's clear. You are looking like ignorant niggas on the internet, on Facebook, and that's real. And it's sad that I can say that. You out there, and I don't care from every angle, from every walk of life, I don't care if you're rich, you look ignorant. If you're poor, you look ignorant. It doesn't matter. All across social media. And I'm like, wow. I mean, from the stupid, I watched the video the other day, man. One of these, this cat's name is Lil Yachty, right? And anybody that knows me knows how I feel about hip hop and the culture and all that. You know, I represent it to the
full. Oh, I've seen this.
I represent.
I know exactly what you got.
Right. So the dude is on here talking about, right? You saw it? You know what I'm saying? So the dude is on here talking about, I don't care about none of this rap stuff, and nobody spit like Scarface no more. So what if I can't spit 16? I make hot music, and I make up for me. So now he's looking ignorant, first off, because you're doing something and not knowing jack about the culture and what it's really about. But you out here slashing money while walking around. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, I was flipping and flopping in my room. I was like, yo, see, this is what's happening. But social media has allowed these cats to come out and be ignorant. You know, cats is getting paid off a YouTube and all this nowadays. So these little young boys, I don't care about the culture. I don't care about the. He said, don't spit like Scarface no more.
Nothing.
I couldn't believe this. I said, man, dude. Nothing. And that's why, you know, I do appreciate social media on the fact that they that's where a lot of the spitters have gone now. You don't like, you know, the Team Backpack cats, they're all over Facebook and on the internet posting their videos. Because it's sad that that's the only way you're going to get to see them.
Exactly.
That's the only way you're going to get to see them, and that's sad. You know, so you uplifted a culture of ignorance in social media. So you're right, man. We got to change that. We got to change the media, man. We got to start presenting ourselves way better. I 100% agree with you, man.
And we
got
and we also need to stop supporting those who are not for us. That's another big, big, big problem. And I mean, from all different shades and creeds.
Yes.
From
I've seen tons of
brothers. I've seen some of the top individuals that are in the industry, in the entertainment industry, in the sports industry, who don't support, you know, the movement. And, you know, don't support, you know, black wealth. Don't support black forward progress. Don't support, you know, black America. Don't support the black dollar. And it blows my mind because I steadily see young black people following behind these people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to continue to keep buying their shoes or their jerseys.
Right. Financially supporting them.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. And it blows my mind. I think about young thugs.
Don't own a car.
I'm gonna say your name.
Don't own a home.
You know what I'm saying? Who specifically was asked, you know, what do you think about what's going on in the media and what's going on in the world today in the black community? He said, well, it's not really my responsibility. How is that not your responsibility when you have the platform that we don't have?
Yeah. Yeah, it killed me.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with it's the same situation with Future. You know what I'm saying? Future said the same thing.
Yep.
He's like, I'm out here getting money. He's like, I'm not concerned with what's going on in the world with my people. I'm just getting money. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And it kills me. It kills me.
Constantly
dude.
Keep supporting that. But you guys out there keep supporting this person who says he doesn't care about your children getting shot in the street. He doesn't care about our brothers and sisters getting murdered by the police. He doesn't care about us not getting a fair shake when it comes to our liberty, our liberties that we should have as a people because we're American citizens, because we're humans.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And the injustices we constantly keep getting. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How the judicial system doesn't give us what we need. How we never seem to get convictions for the murders that we've had.
Speak on it. I digress. You know what I mean? And that's the crazy part, man. And these cats get up on here. And, you know, like I said, I have a class I do called The Art of Hip-Hop. I teach the culture and history of hip-hop to pretty much 16 to adults. And every now and then I get a 13-year-old. But anyway, and when I sit down with these cats, I take them through the whole history, culture, everything. And we watch these videos. I show them these other cats, these little Yachty's and little whatever. And listen to what's sad about it. Little Yachty boys from Philly, I think. Philly or Jersey. One of them, one from Philly, one from Jersey. I'm like, yo, man, y'all make us look bad, dude. I'm like, come on, man. Like, I'm so disgusted. I'm like, man. So anyway, you know, I tell these cats. I tell them, like, y'all got to look at this social media, and this is what not to do. You know, I'm telling you, when you're trying to be in the business, I understand that these dudes look like they flashy and they passing money around and they getting their little videos and stuff off, but understand that they don't care. This cat dropped out of school. Lil Yachty dropped out of school. And he could barely talk. He sounded like a 12-year-old. I'm like, are you serious, man? Are you serious? Like they want, understand this, people, through media, through social media, they want to keep you ignorant. They want you to. They want you to go out there and follow Lil Yachty. They want you to. Because a cat like KRS-One, you're not going to listen to because he educating you. He's going to tell you something. They want you to go over here to the mumble mouth dude that is just showing cash and talking about he dropped out and he cool. You know what I mean? So that's what y'all got to understand. But again, you know, we going off into something. I'm going to lighten the mold. Like I said, you know, I'm going to lighten the load. But we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this social thing, man. Again, I like to play music that's making me feel good. So I'm going to hit it up with this right here. And we're going to be back after that.
New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lying, die in the fire where I learned the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dome. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh, damn it, we home. Heater got a 9mm. Player haters can feel the flame for my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. C4s fall flat. Flat. Like deja vu, and I got another clip down a deja crew. I said piss out, Don P, Mo with the piss out. Just cause I'm pissed don't mean you should miss out. Keep them in the 50s and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me strife. Cause I'm quick to slide off and slide this dick up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex, and I rock a Rolex, and I lounge on Lex, and I love sex, and I wave sex on sets that be trying to flex, like Dex, nigga God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold, ho. New York niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same. Brooklyn niggas get crazy loot, that's because when it's beat, they ain't scared to shoot. All little niggas know how to play, Mac the 600 getting crazy pay. Niggas out of Queens got shit on lock, strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby, we get down, baby, up for the crown, baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby, we get down, baby, up for the crown, baby.
Yo, the RM8 is parked in a lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady. You're crazy if you walk around thinking shit's crazy. Stop me, maybe, I'm living life flawless. Making big investments on them A-class flawless. And hoes call us, I'm comfortable like Recaro. 2/4 of my life, walking roads tight and narrow. Deep thoughts which I abide by, pumping high, got my mind's eye. Point sharper than an arrow, getting high, keep your eye on a sparrow. Riches like a sparrow, bought a new 5 with the snitches for these hoes. Trunk full of ammo, keep my toes close than most. Niggas keep their own shadow, and I strap for my foes like a saddle. I rock stones, other niggas rock gravel. Talk shit, whatever have you, I'm from Soundview. Bronx most wanted, front get confronted. Player, we rolling deep in the 1.500s. Like Big Eye, Red Eye, Mad Blood. You step outside and get blooded. Have your whole block flooded with the Bronx. It's a warning. Storm in, guns out from dusk till dawn. And it's on, no doubt. Keep an eye on your bitch when I'm roaming about. And put an eye on your lip, nigga. Watch your mouth. I'm from the Bronx. Wipe your feet when you step in my house. Cause you's a small time nigga. About a half an ounce now.
New York niggas got crazy game. But out of town niggas is all the same. Brooklyn niggas got crazy loot. That's because when it's beef, they ain't scared to shoot. All them niggas know how to play. Mac the 600 getting crazy pay. Niggas out of Queens got shit on lock. Strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby, we get down, baby, up for the crown, baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown, baby, we get down, baby, up for the crown, baby.
Guns like what? The lingerie is like what? Soundview like what? My 74th like what? Wanted
boss like what? The gun runners like what? And K&S like what? And Uptown like what?
Charlene, play, play on. Strong Eye, play, play on. And Mount Vernon.
Let me say this, man. Now, here's an example of social media going wrong. That was Peter Guns, right? Now, most young boys today don't know who Peter Guns is or won't know who he was. That was like the only real hot joint that he had. But now he's on reality TV and just pretty much done just turned into a straight cornball, man. I can't believe it. And then through social media, you watch him do this. I can't say, like, to me, like, you sold your soul. You know what I mean? Like, to me, you sold your soul to get played out through social media, through, because, you know, they do videos. Like, a lot of people don't know, when you do reality TV, part of your job is to be on Twitter and on Facebook and warn and beefing, because you got to keep that stuff up for the people that watch the shows that be really addicted and all into that stuff. So they watch the shows and they watch them on social media, and then that creates beef. And then when they come back for the next season, they can keep looking like fools. You know what I mean? So a lot of people don't know that. And that's what happened. Peter Guns right there was a man, that song was it. And now he's a chump, sold his soul on out there in social media, looking like a sucker, with all kind of kids, and looking like a real just shitty baby dad, everything, man. Like, man, anyway. La, what's up, man? Social media. Has anybody ever tried to steal your Facebook? Have you been a victim of that? Has somebody ever tried to steal your Facebook?
Not that I know of. Like pictures and stuff, you mean? It's been hijacked before. I changed my passcode once. It got hijacked by someone on the other side of the world.
Oh, wow. And they was in your Facebook?
Yeah, they get in and they start message. Yeah, they hijack your page and message your friends. And it happened from my sister's page, too. So here you have this stranger getting a hold of you from your sister. And you know it's not your sister. I even confronted that one. I'm like, you really think I believe you're my sister? You know what I mean?
Right.
I was trying to get you to send. This is weird shit, but you got to change your passcode. I don't know how they hack into it, but there's that aspect of it. But otherwise, I mean, I appreciate social media. I like social media. I think there's a lot of really good things going on. I do spend more time on social media than I do watching the TV. And but I don't live my life on it. That's the part that gets me. I started to say before we had Shay call in was this, me, hey, look, I've seen, clicked out of curiosity, I've seen broadcasts of I'm putting my keys in the door at work, I'm showing up at work, to here's my breakfast again. I mean, every once in a while, you know, you got something special going on or whatever. But this is what I'm seeing patterns now in my timeline with people discovering their TV broadcasts. I'm like, oh, let me know these people are a little bit needy. But it could be utilized, you know, good, too. I appreciate some of the videos I'm watching that people are making, you know. So it's really just, it's the people behind it, you know. That's just the thing that shows it reflects the world we're in today. That's what it's doing. It's reflecting. But filter your friends. That's what I'm saying. Filter your friends like you do in the world.
That am true. You know, I have to say, man, you know, and that's why, like, I used to mentor a lot of youth, and that's why I was reluctant to put, because a lot of them, you know, because they still want me to, like, kind of stay connected to them. So they would always Facebook me, and for a long time, I wouldn't put them on my page because they was kids, you know what I mean? And I didn't, when they was kids, I mentored, and I really didn't want them, like, I didn't want their business popping up, you know, my stuff, because I, you know, if you're doing something stupid, I don't want to know about it because, yo, I'm trying to mentor you. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? This is another form of mentoring. So then I kind of let them get in, but then I also police their page and I let them know, like, hey, look, man, don't get that, get up. I mean, some of them still post stuff. I'm not acting like I'm daddying them all the way, but I'm definitely on them, like, yo, watch what you put on there. You know, this can come back. And I break it down to them and I explain to them, like, this can come back and bite you. I mean, don't be on here saying this and acting this way. You know what I mean? So I do check them.
Right.
You know,
friends do that for good friends that are grown ups, too.
Yes, they should. So if you got a girlfriend,
that's a good
she got 1,000 bathroom photos, photo shoots, then you need to check her.
Yeah.
You need to tell her stay out her bathroom and do something else, because I get so tired of seeing that, man. Again, this is the Stoop on blogtalkradio.com, and we're talking social media and its effect on us in the world. Feel free to call in 607-203-5357. I got to say this before, you know, time runs out. Again, next Saturday, the 27th, over here off of MLK, 9th and MLK, People's Park. It is the Hilltop Street Fair. They'll have the whole block, I think, from 19th, no, from 9, from 15th to 9th will all be blocked off. Food, vendors, it's going to be all kinds of stuff. And I will be hosting. So come on out, check us out. Like, there's a lot of acts going to be out there. My man KC, Peace and Red Velvet, and my man Priest going to be getting down, setting it off. Anything going on with you, Lala, between now and next weekend?
Well, this weekend, like I said, I think I got an artist meeting this afternoon. And then next weekend we have a label meeting where we're all coming together in Tequila. And it's a big meeting. That's why I'm just working. And I'm looking for a place. I'm moving. So my focus is kind of just that stuff.
Stay on your grizzle. Stay on your grizzle. Well, you know,
you need to move too, man. Come on.
I am. I'm working on it, man. I'm working on it. But I'm gonna end it with two songs today that represent me to the fullest, and I gotta play them. So I'm gonna throw them on, man. Y'all enjoy your day. Get out of here. Rock with the sun. And you know, that's what it is.
Get it.
It's, not next weekend, but the weekend after. Same bad time, same bad place, same bad channel, man. Y'all be easy and enjoy your day.
DJ K Slay Drama King. Big shout out to Troy Carter.
West Philly, South Philly, North Philly, South Philly.
I'm from a place where all we wear is white tees, baggy jeans and Dickies and gold suede trees. 40s and chopped up steaks with cheese. Philly niggas running the spot and take your cheese. Now pause for a minute and just ask your folks. Remember when we came in them brown envelopes and shell tops and leaves? You was dressed the best. Run DMC at the Spectrum for Fresh Fest. South Philly cats used to run that there. Now take your sneaks and jacket, don't come back there. The first Super Sunday, no school Monday, happened at the Wind, where Baby DSC and Jazzy Jeff used to spin. Take it from me, Will Smith murdered MCs with Ready Rock C. And Parkside niggas was tripping off Scooby D. And every Sunday we would listen to Lady B. You talking about old school rappers? Get it right. Jazz Fresh murder, Big Daddy came into after midnight. And North Philly used to smack whoever and take your top tens if it was patent leather, West Philly, you can stand up. Hey, yo, Southwest Philly, put your hands up. North Philly, you can stand up. Hey, yo, South Philly, niggas, put your hands up. I'm from Philly, nigga. I'm from a place where everybody pop pills. Every young chicken is tricking if you got a hot wheel. And Junior Black Mafia was running the streets. Aaron Jones had a sob with MCMC. When Philly got introduced to crack rock, every JBM nigga had a Volvo with a rag. That phrase, we never thought we would see the end of them days. And Bobby Dance kept it gritty. He was the first one to promote rap shows in the city. Cash Money mixtapes way before Clue, and only dime pieces was working at City Blue. Money, clothes, and hoes all in one verse. The glamorous life and Cool C did it first. Rap labels in Philly, LG did it first. Philly to South Bronx, Steady B did it first. Hey yo, fuck what you his earned. And I remember when we all came to the first Charlie Mack celebrity ball game. And scared niggas got their portions took. Best bitches in the city with the Dobbins and Overbrook. Every year Powerhouse got it poppin'. Shouts to the Eagles and Bernard Hopkins. What? From the same place where they film Rocky at. Where the young bucks be acting off cocky at. Where the best ball players be at. Yeah, you heard me. Ain't nothing more classic than the Dr. J. When he played in high school, you should have seen the stats. The best coach in the country, John Chaney. Iverson, MVP twice in one year was crazy. Now, who won it with the Sixers this year? Philly with sharp shape-ups and thick beards. More young black males became Islamic. And I told with a couple of Muslims and a tucked in hammer. The history heads has gotta be told. You remember Radioactive and Kobe Cole? Who would have thought so many young would be buried in? My city would have had the purest form of heroin. It's kinda hard to delete the memories of West Philly and the killings on Lex Street. See, this a home of the clap out. This shit's so wild, even I saw a point guard pulling tracks out. I'm from Philly, nigga. West Philly. Mount Airy, Germantown. Philly love. West Philly, man. Jack Frost, man.
Yo, what's up? This is Queen Latifah in the house. Definitely representing Jersey on a love. Cooling in Cali, shooting living single, but damn, I'm in tone.
Forget New Jersey.
Against each other, nobody armor, nobody harms the hair on the head, everything's karma.